It's that fucking window. Okay, now it's gonna go. Ready?
Mm-hmm. That's something it's Dino. Can you pick up? Are you there? Hey, it's important. Listen, somehow they disconnected me, so I can't call you or the radio station. You gotta get Tuesday, 3:42 p.m. Bethany, it's Dino. Can you pick up? Are you there? Hey, it's important. Listen, somehow they disconnected me, so I can't call you or the radio station. You gotta get Tuesday, 3:42 p.m. Bethany, it's Dino. Can you pick up? Are you there? Hey, it's important. Listen, somehow they disconnected me, so I can't call you or the radio station. You gotta get Tuesday, 3:42 p.m. Hello?
Yes.
Yes, they got you back on my phone thing here, but not the radio station.
Okay.
They got the radio station off. Did you call anybody?
Who specifically do you need to have somebody talk to?
I'm not sure.
You better give me three names right now.
I'm going to see, him, me, Diggins, Maurice Diggins, Matthew O'Rourke.
Uh-huh.
They're out there.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to see the Unimaters in a minute here to find out if you can tell me anything, why the phone was shut off. They shut me off, so I couldn't call you. It said my account was not authorized. And said that I sent it to the radio station, but I couldn't call them.
Okay. Well, why don't you just...
Wednesday, 12:36 p.m.
Hi there. Did you see that?
Thursday, 3:18 p.m.
The number of your last incoming call was 207-594-0331. 207-594-0331. This call was received on October 19th at 3:12 p.m. To activate the callback, dial 1. Otherwise, hang up. Please dial 1 now or hang up. You must dial 1 to activate the callback. Otherwise, hang up. We're sorry. Please hang up now. Consult your written instructions and try again later.
Thursday, 3:36 p.m.
Meet at the MSP ward.
This call is from a correctional institution and is subject to monitoring and recording. Custom calling features are not allowed during this conversation. The cost for this call is $1.80 for the first minute and 25 cents for each additional minute. If you do not wish to accept this call, please hang up now. To accept the call, press 0.
Thursday, 5:38 p.m.
One moment, please.
Good morning,
Ted.
Hey.
I want to commend you on at least running the story about the inmates that are on the strike. But you're really not getting the story, and you're allowing Magnuson to boil down a lot of suffering to whining about raises, and that's really not the issues.
Okay.
Someone should go in and interview the people on the hunger strike while they're still alive and find out what the real story is.
Let me look at the script just so I can so we're on the same page.
Yeah. An outgoing guard left an exit interview which stated that the the person in charge of the kitchen ought to be terminated. They're serving year-old hot dogs to inmates that's giving them the runs and so forth.
Mm.
They're serving, you know, bad food, which is the number one reason for prison riots is bad food.
Mm-hmm.
The conditions in there are so horrible. The allegation that a guard taunted an inmate to hang himself, said he didn't have the balls to do it right.
Where'd you hear that?
Yeah, that's an outrage.
Where'd you hear that from?
That's what I'm saying, from people that have gotten the word out through in various ways. But the reports are being boiled down to complaining about, you know, not being able to shave. That's minuscule compared to what the hell these people are going through.
Yeah, that's something that's... There's probably not a story that we're necessarily letting go, but this is
okay.
All interesting stuff. But
yeah, someone
is.
I mean, because you're media, you have authority that other people don't have.
Of course, but...
To go in and get the story.
You have to understand, if we don't... When I just ask you, where'd you hear that from, and you can't give me, like, a clear person or anything, that's when we can't report that. We can't report, basically,
okay,
rumors.
Okay, I'm just saying, I understand you can't report rumors. That's why I'm saying someone from News 13 needs to go in and ask the inmates why they are starving themselves at great risk to their health and well-being.
That's true. We usually try to talk to prisoners in stories like this, and they might not have let us go in, so...
Well, then that's a story right there. What are they trying to cover up? Because they did a cover-up in the Courier-Gazette newspaper, which is the Rocco newspaper, stating that the guy had no suicidal tendencies. And then the Portland Phoenix reported, of course he did. The guy was walking back and forth, stopping traffic on the fourth story, threatening to jump back in Bangor.
Mm.
So he'd had a clear history of suicidal tendencies. He'd been taken off his medication before it happened and was not even on suicide watch.
The guard taunting the other person, where did you hear that from? Is that a Kirk? Do you remember it all?
Yes, I do remember. There was a staff meeting of the psychiatry people, and within that staff meeting, they said that there was that it is believed that a guard had taunted the inmate that he wasn't doing it right because he had tried to kill himself the night before, and that he didn't have the balls to do it.
Wow. Do you know when this meeting was? The staff meeting that you're talking about? Because actually this is something kind of interesting we might want to talk to.
It's very interesting. I believe Lance Tapley of the Portland Phoenix is looking into it.
Okay.
He's, let me see what he is, 626-3298. But it's not something where he should just have an exclusive. If there's a hunger strike that people are trying to protest these corrupt conditions going on, and it gets out through the media that, oh, this is just about bad prisoners complaining about not having a razor.
No,
it's a real disservice to people who are threatened to be shipped out of state to black prisons that are skinny white guys.
Yeah,
okay, to their death sentence, and they are fighting to get change in this prison, and the media is not there.
I understand, but when you say that they're being fed hot dogs are a year old, we need to have attribution. We need to say that even this person is willing to ask the police. This person says, or this meeting happened, they'll say, what meeting? And then if I can't tell them what meeting it is, or what person it was, then we just look stupid.
Well, I understand. But
then
if you went in...
That's based on rumors.
Right, I completely understand that. But you can go in and interview those inmates. Matthew O'Rourke is one of the ones in the Supermax, and Maurice Diggins, and these people were there.
Maurice Diggins. Okay. Yeah. Okay, that's more helpful.
Excellent. Yeah, go right to the source. You know, go right, say, listen,
sure.
Media, we want to get in the Supermax, interview these two guys, you know, let us have access, and watch what the warden does. And if he doesn't allow you, that's a story.
Sure thing.
God bless you.
Okay, thank you very much for the call.
Thank you.
All right.
Bye.
Friday, 7:15 a.m.
Hey, it's me again. I just want to let you know I just had a chat with Keith Shortall of Maine Public Radio and emailed him the warden's letter and related things. So there may be some action happening from that front. You know, as I said, I did modify the webpage to include his you know, business card and other things make it easier to read. That's it. See ya.
Friday, 3:54 p.m.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Hello there.
If you want to use it, now get off here if you want to use your phone. George Bush is going to be right on here in a minute.
Is he coming?
Yeah, he's coming.
I didn't know he was beyond the party line. I thought he only uses the red phone.
Oh, well, we meet him. I got his private number.
Do you?
Yeah.
Tell him leave me alone, okay?
Okay.
Now, tell him lower the taxes. That would be good.
Yeah, we do that too.
Yeah, something else.
Give a name it, you got it.
Thank you.
Okay, then.
Bye.
Bye.
Information. So,
essentially what it does is it relegates you to being allowed to correspond in writing if you stick to fluff issues. I mean, you can still talk about food and things like that. You can't necessarily name names like that and talk about other inmates by name. But you can talk about the general morale, the general observances that you make. You can do that. So, and it is, you know, being looked at. And so I believe that's where you stand legally.
The family of the kid that died gave me permission to speak on the subject. And that kid and his mother are both putting it in writing and getting it off to our front lands.
Oh, okay. Well, that's a very good legal leg to stand on. That's excellent. I think that's a very good move there. You know the old saying, put it in writing.
Yeah.
So.
The other thing is, I have not been told anything in confidence. I have not been given access to information that I have been told I should keep in confidence if it comes my way. Like when an employee comes to work here, they might come across information from medical or whoever that's confidential, and they're not allowed to release it to anybody, and they sign a paper saying that.
Yeah, well, everything will be run past the lawyers, so all you have to do is... you know,
I saw Lance yesterday.
Did you?
Yeah, they tried for 45 minutes to get the kid, Gagnon, the write-up's brother. They tried for 45 minutes to get him for his visit, and they couldn't find him. He was right in his cell, waiting, expecting the visit. And they still couldn't find him, and he got down there at 28 minutes past 10, and they said, visits are over at 10:30, you're late. Interesting. He tried like Al, he's keeping his cool. I guess Lance said he's coming back in this week. He's waiting for an investigation to conclude. And then he's going to do a little investigating himself. For investigative journalist that went first place awards for exposing prison skeds, you know. Did you know, and this man told me this, that, after he won that award, journalists in Germany contacted him and interviewed him for a big magazine over there and another one in Brazil.
I told you it was an international issue.
Yes. Yeah. It's interesting.
Okay, so how are you feeling?
I'm feeling pretty good. My letter in response to the threatening one I got was... reviewed by several people here who were like, oh my God, good for you.
Well, we were encouraged not to do anything with it at this time.
Okay, I'll leave that in your hands.
Mm-hmm.
When you're encouraged to go forward with it, please.
Okay, I understand. The thing I want you to just... be careful not to turn your pain into hostility, you know, that whole thing.
Oh, I know.
Yeah, be careful.
I'm in touch with myself.
How are you?
You're doing fine.
Stay away from those psychiatrists, they give you funny ideas.
You want to go to the show this morning?
No.
Well, you should.
I did? I mean, it was already on, what?
No.
I don't know anything about it. Look, I can't deal with that right now. I'm dealing with some other things going on. But you just take care of yourself and dot your I's and cross your T's.
Oh, I will. I need to file for protection under the Whistleblowers Act, the U.S. Federal Whistleblowers Act, because I have provided so much valuable information to the media that that supported the articles that were put out. The commission had to admit to the things that I said. They were the truth. Now the foot's fallen in retaliation. It's an opportunity. Well, geez, you can't do this. Okay, fine. I don't do it then. But why can't I do the other stuff? Why am I off the air? Why am I not allowed to make this phone call to the media? That was a question he was asked by Lance. Yes, right. And that's the question I'm asking. I mean, you don't want me giving any information whatsoever over the phone, and you're saying that you're taking the, you know...
That's not what it says, necessarily.
Well, the phone's still disconnected.
Right. In that, to that regard, that's true.
Right.
Yeah, I gotta get somebody to soccer here. Okay.
What?
I gotta get somebody to soccer, you know?
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, yeah.
If they don't like somebody, I should pray tell that, not his own. Yeah, they see, huh?
We don't play that way. I told you, everything's above board, and that's the way it has to be.
I know that.
He wins on his own.
Yes.
2 years ago, they tripped him in the road race. Very front of the thing, it was in the front page. The picture of a girl tripping him.
Yes.
He lost his shoes in the middle of the race, went back, put them on, and still got the blue ribbon.
Yeah.
The Lord don't like ugly shoes, huh?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't like people pushing kids out the lobster crates.
Been there, done that. Seen it. What do they say? What is the will this way? Okay. Oh, dear. Well, I wish I had some more time for you, but I can't. So, anyhow, you enjoy your day, and stay out of trouble.
Don't be a stranger. Remember how to get in touch with me if you have to.
Yeah, don't worry. Yeah, you'll be okay.
Yeah, I'm waiting here. I'm filing federally Monday for protection.
Okay.
And get the whistleblowers act, protect people that way.
Yeah, I remember my buddy Melman, he filed under that, and he came up to Maine, and we had him speak up at the state house, and he brought two things with him. He brought his speech and a box of chocolates for me. Now, his poor dear wife passed away, and under the Whistleblower Act, he won a $7 million judgment. And they decided they'd play games, and they wouldn't pay him. So he went back into court, and he said, you know, they're playing games, they're not paying me. So the judge says, okay, that'll be $14 million. I get a card every year. I knew him when he was broker than broke and down and under. And he's a great guy. Probably ought to send him a letter, too. Nah, no, I'll leave that alone. Okay. See, this is what you do. You don't get greedy and you don't abuse your friends, you know. Okay, well, listen, you take care of yourself, and you sound okay?
Oh, I'm hanging in there.
Okay, and I shall speak with you later.
Okay.
Have a great day.
See you soon.
Okay. Yeah, bye.
Saturday, 8:08 a.m.
Hey, Beth, it's Ron. Yeah, I just had our staff meet at the radio station. We're definitely going to write to the prison saying, bullshit. What are you talking about? You can't censor our reporter. So, yeah, the station's good on that. So, you might want to let Dean know that the station doesn't want to take this bullshit from the war. See ya.
Saturday, 11:55 a.m.
With razors. It is about the 3 suicides and an undetermined number of attempts that have taken place in the Supermax, largely because of the inexplicably sadistic policy of the warden to have those put in solitary, stripped of their medications. Imagine a depressed young person suddenly taken off his antidepressants or antipsychotics, sent to solitary confinement, no radio, television, newspapers, magazines, or other social cues to keep him focused. Only the shrieks and moans of the mentally ill are already permanently housed in Maine State Prison Solitary Wing. No set date as to when he or she will be released back into the general population. Is it any surprise that said person may commit suicide after a few weeks or months of such treatment? Heck, the Guantanamo inmates are treated better than that. Your quote-unquote coverage would have the reader think they're grumbling about inefficient toothbrushes and not getting to shave as nice as they'd like, and that otherwise all is well in the prison. Shame on you. Shame on Village Super sanctioning such shoddy, grotesquely one-sided coverage. Ron Jordan.
Saturday, 3:24 p.m.
Conversation. The cost for this call is $1.80.
for the first minute and 25 cents for each additional minute. If you do not wish to accept this call, please hang up now. To accept the call, press 0. Thank you for...
Monday, 5:16 p.m.
Hi, this message is for Beth Berry. This is Marie from the Maine State Prison calling to notify you that tomorrow's visit has been canceled, and visits will be suspended until further notice. This is for everybody. It's not just for you. So if you have any questions, please call the visit department. Thank you. Bye.
Tuesday, 3:19 p.m.
On today with an important message. Maine families are working hard to make ends meet, and Governor Baldacci is working hard for you every day to make it easier. He's building a stronger and more secure future. He's boosted our rural economy, raised the minimum wage, and increased opportunities for entrepreneurship. But there is still work to be done, and this is not the time to change course. In the next few days, you will receive a brochure in the mail. Please take a moment to look it over. Thank you. This call was paid for by the Maine Democratic Party and not authorized by any candidate or candidate committee.
Tuesday, 3:29 p.m.
Maine State Prison Officer Hooper.
Yes, Officer Hooper. When are the visits going to be rescheduled?
Ma'am, I really couldn't tell you that.
Is it a lockdown or something?
All I can say is you'll have to keep checking back with the scheduler's number during the course of the week.
Okay.
But hold on just one moment, please.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday, 4:52 p.m.
Good morning, you're on the air.
Well, good morning.
Hello, good to hear from you.
How are you doing?
We're doing very well. We've had a little technical problems here this morning, but we're kind of ironing them out.
Well, then.
Thursday, 7:21 a.m. Friday, 4:21 p.m.
Hi, Beth. It's Ron. I tried to, actually, I've got sort of a brush off from both the commissioner's office and the warden's office.
Friday, 4:40 p.m.
Yes, it's Renee from the rec center. I just want to let you know that there was going to be a tournament this weekend, but it has been canceled because of the weather. And I'm going to do a pizza party for Henry and his team at 6 o'clock on Thursday next week. Thank you.
Friday, 8:14 p.m.
Beth, this is Lance. I've been trying to get through to you. It's important, too, that I talk with you. It's 2:32 p.m. My home phone is 626-3298, but I'll tell you what. Call my cell phone.
Saturday, 2:39 p.m.
Beth, this is Lance. I've been trying to get through to you. It's important, too, that I talk with you. It's 2:32 p.m. My home phone is 626-3298, but I'll tell you what. Call my cell phone.
Saturday, 2:39 p.m.
To you from, then to me, it's just, you got it out of the prison somehow, to me. And it's, are you there?
Yes.
And it's sort of a suicide note, it's something that, you know, it's very sad to read, but they are, as you know, keeping him on a suicide watch, so he won't be able to do anything while that's going on. And I think that the thing to do is somehow for us to get to talk with him as soon as possible, and for as many people as possible to besiege the prison, the corrections department, etc., on his behalf, and say we want to talk with him. I'm going to call Denise Lord, the Associate Corrections Commissioner, and say, you know, there's something really crazy here. If somebody is suicidal, you don't prevent him from speaking with his friends. This is the worst thing of all.
What does he say?
I beg your pardon?
What does he say?
Well, I don't have it with me. I'm at a friend's house right now.
Okay.
But it, it's basically, you know, saying goodbye and, you know, thanking you and thanking me and some other people and that sort of thing. And but I don't think you have to worry as long as he's on that suicide watch. They're not going to let him do it. But I think the thing to do is to point out the insanity to as many people as possible. I'll do it publicly as soon as I can, but I think we ought to do it by you know, talking with the authorities as much as possible about how crazy it is to, when somebody is suicidal, to keep them in solitary confinement and not let them see people.
Thank God.
Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay, you agree with me on that point? Are you there, Pat?
I don't know. It seems that every media source has been cut off. It seems that the corruption is just too much, Lance.
I don't know if I have been cut off.
Okay.
And if I'm going to, they told me that visits could start on Monday. So if that's true, I'm going to go right down and see him.
Okay.
But they may give this excuse. I tried to see Michael James, and they said, well, he's on suicide watch, so you can't see him.
I know they pulled a stunt with Gagnon, too, bringing him in 2 minutes before the visits were over. Said they couldn't find him when he was eagerly waiting in his cell to see you.
Yeah.
They claim they couldn't find him.
Yeah. Now, when is the last time you talked with Dean? It's been a while.
I'm guessing last weekend.
Yeah, okay.
I think they put him in SMU on Monday.
I see. And
I was to go in and see him on Tuesday. And I think they threw him in SMU and canceled visits for everyone. So I think they did and started shipping people out. That's what I think happened.
Well, they said that they would reopen visiting on Monday. So I think you ought to immediately try to schedule a visit.
Yeah, I will do that. But see, he only gets he gets one visit for the week, and I would rather it be you than me.
Well, I don't know if that counts. Media maybe gets special visits, but
yeah, if it is that, then I would be course go in there.
Yeah.
But if it's
well, I'm gonna be on the phone early Monday morning and try to see him, and I'll let you know what happens.
Thank you.
And I'm gonna also be talking with a lot of advocacy groups. There aren't that many, but there is the NAACP. And I did talk with Dewey Fagerberg, and I also I've got a bunch of other names to contact, and you know, the situation has to be dealt with by more than somebody writing in the press. It has to be dealt with by a group of people. There needs to be a group of people dealing with this insanity.
I'm willing to run down there with a picket sign. Just let me know.
Well, I think the best thing would be to try to get a bunch of people together to form a committee and maybe form a group to advocate for better prison conditions and more humane conditions. And you know, not, you know, and there are lots of things that can be done. Like any advocacy group, you can draft legislation, you can set up meetings with the officials, you can get publicity out. You can educate the public in various ways. So, you know, that's something you might want to...
Is there a way of you sending me a copy of that?
Of course I will, yes.
Okay, good. Thanks, Lance.
Yeah.
Okay, bye.
I'll talk to you soon.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Saturday, 3:54 p.m.